And then as soon as I get done with the Sabbath stuff, I'm back home sinning. Again, you know, it's like, what's the point of taking confidence in that? Verse 4. You know, he's saying, hey, I have every reason in the world to be confident about, you know, because the idea of confidence in the flesh is that if I do these things, then God's favor will be on me because I did them. Whereas the grace of God works, God gives us grace and we do things. That's why he says, work out your own salvation. See, there's this there's this like subtle distinction between faith and works in the sense of, and it's really as simple as this, is that you can't earn the grace of God. But by the grace of God, you do all kinds of works that are required in salvation. Not to obtain, they aren't required, you can't, there's no works you can do to acquire the grace of God or to, but the point is, when you truly receive the grace of God, it will cause works in your life to happen, which will bring you to righteousness. If the works do not happen to you, you don't even have the grace of God. You know what I mean? And if you think you do, you're really just deluding yourself. It's just like those people who think they've done many wonderful works in the name of Christ. It doesn't necessarily mean they think that they did works to earn salvation, necessarily. But they had done all these works, and they thought the works were... But now that they come to this point where they're being judged, and all of a sudden they think, well, what about all the works we did? Works give us confidence. But we got to remember, we have confidence because it is God that worketh in us. If we're taking confidence in the idea that, well, we've done the works, I'm performing, you know, like, I have been baptized, I have studied my Bible, I've learned, I've wised up, you know. I saw false doctrine and I turned from it. I saw the truth and I turned toward it. I chose to love God. I made the decision that I'm going to follow Christ. I have whereof to glory in my flesh. I said, well, no, you're not glorying in the... Yes, I am. That's as much the same as the circumcision as anything. You know, and even if I'm not thinking, oh, that's going to save me. If I don't obtain the things that God has ordained go with salvation. The salvation of God is not merely I don't go to hell. It's that I become like Christ. That is how God saves me. He saves me by making me into a new creature. In this present world. That is salvation. That's glorious. That's what I want from God. I don't want something less. That's the good news. But confidence in the flesh, you know, it comes down to when you start looking to your own works, you know. He was, and this is why I don't like any doctrines that teach that, you know, like the Anglo-Saxon race is really Israel, or that try to play on these things and resurrect these dead issues, like what people we are by our blood, like as if being genetically tied to Israel would give us anything. It's worthless. Paul calls it, scubalon, which is really what is thrown to the dogs. Refuge. It's dog food. That's interesting. He said that. Now that is an interesting thing. Iskuon balo literally means to what is thrown, kuon, the dogs. Scubalon. When I wrote that this is called Scubalon, I wrote Scooby. This is like Scooby-Doo, Scubalon. What is thrown to the dogs? Now that's fascinating to me. Because he says, beware of dogs. And what are all these things that he counts as dung? They're the things you go to dogs. So he's equating. And it's kind of like the dog returns to his vomit. You know? I'm an Israelite. I'm of the tribe of Scubalon. A Scooby of the Scoobies. A dog. Licking up my vomit. As touching the law, a Baptist. As concerning the righteousness which is of the gospel of Episcopalians or the whoever the heck is out there. I don't know. I'm not a big denomination guy. The Lutherans, the Catholics, I'm blameless. I've done all the works they said I had to do. First communion, baptism, confirmation. You know, go to church as often as I, minimal requirement. But Paul was zeal. He was zealous. He was like, he'd be in that like, in church 5 days a week, 7 days a week. I take Mass every day. You know, the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. See, because the way they looked at the law, again, it was a lot of loopholes. You know what I mean? That's why Jesus would say things like, yeah, you know, you think you don't commit adultery, but you look at a woman with lust in your heart, you've committed adultery. Bringing in all these guys guilty. Because they're like, well, I never commit adultery. Gosh, she looks good, you know. And they excuse themselves from things like Moses, you know, because of the hardness of their hearts. And so the righteousness, which is by the letter of the law, Paul was blameless. But he saw how God saw him as sinful. He persecuted the church of God. I mean, he couldn't do anything worse. You know what I mean? It's like the law, but the law didn't say nothing about that. Seemed like the right thing. Too many Jews today, it still seems like the right thing. I always appreciate the Jews who say, the ministers, I should say. Most people I know don't really know anything about this. I guess I always think of the rabbis and so on, but they say, Jesus was a blasphemer. He claimed to be the Son of God. They haven't changed their tone. You know, they're sticking by what their forefathers said. I have more respect for that than the people who try to be almost Christian in their approach to their Jewishness, but won't accept Christ. You know what I mean? Like, well, we don't believe in Jesus, but we're going to try to be like them. And they become like one of our most, you know, their liberal synagogues are like our liberal churches. Nauseating.